Chapter 22, Christ's Revelation of God.
All that man needs to know or can know of God has been revealed in the life and character of his Son. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of his Father, he hath declared him. John 1:18. Taking humanity upon him, Christ came to be one with humanity and at the same time to reveal our Heavenly Father to sinful human beings. He was in all things made like unto his brethren. He became flesh even as we are. He was hungry and thirsty and weary. He was sustained by food and refreshed by sleep. He shared the lot of men, and yet he was the blameless Son of God. He was a stranger and sojourner on the earth, in the world but not of the world. Tempted and tried as men and women today are tempted and tried, yet living a life free from sin. Tender, compassionate, sympathetic, ever considerate of others, he represented the character of God and was constantly engaged in service for God and man. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Verse 14 of John 1. Unto the men whom thou gavest me out of the world, he said, I manifested thy name, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. John 17:6, ARV, and 26. Love your enemies, he bade them. Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Matthew 5:44 and 45, and Luke 6:35 and 36.